Patty Black is a partner and certified financial planner with Bridgeworth Wealth Management. I mean, this is like, you turn the baby over, you've slapped the baby around. I mean, financially, people are a bit tense, don't you think?
Yes, you can definitely say that people are tense these days, whether it's financially or about their physical health. We've got a lot to be worried about right now, don't we?
So how do we hang on to what we have? I mean, you know, there's some, you know, I'm looking here, you know, beefing up emergency funds. But if you've already been laid off, it's kind of hard to do that one. Give us an idea of where, because you have some tips here for individuals on how they can make some right decisions here. But there's probably more risk than there's ever been because there's so much uncertainty, right?
Well, there is a lot of uncertainty, but Fred, we have been in similar positions before. We have not lived through a global pandemic in our lifetimes, but we have lived through other times of uncertainty. I've been a financial planner long enough to think back to 9/11 and the terror attacks and how uncertain we felt then, and how we saw the stock market declining and we wondered, is it going to come back? And then we think to more recent history, to the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009, you know, we were having these very same concerns, the very same conversations about, you know, is it different this time? Is it going to come back? So yes, it is scary, and we are tempted to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but if we could just press pause, take a lot of deep breaths, and my advice to people is to do just one next right thing in terms of preserving their wealth. So I've got a couple of ideas along those lines to share with people.
Okay.
Well, one of the tips is, you know, if you are in crisis, you know, if you have just been laid off, or if you're concerned about that, you know, it may be appropriate just to press pause and not make any large financial decisions for a while. I give this advice regularly to my clients, say, who've lost a spouse, because I think we can all understand that in times of grief or in times of stress, it is much harder to think clearly. I don't know if that resonates with you, but
oh yeah, yeah. When your hair's on fire, it's kind of hard to you know, make a rational decision about hey, where's the fire extinguisher? You're not looking, right?
Right, and then just to spray it kind of wildly, as opposed to really thinking clearly and spraying it at what needs, you know, at the fire. So, you know, if somebody's in crisis, you know, the right thing for them may be just to press pause and not do anything major, and just really try to give themselves some time to think clearly. You know, and if they're not laid off, maybe now is not the right time to be making large financial decisions. You know, maybe even if things look okay, they're anticipating that their work is going to continue. You know, I would press pause on decisions like changing jobs or turning in retirement notice or making a large purchase like a home. Not forever, but just until some of these storm clouds pass by and we can see a little bit more clearly what the future holds.
You know,
one of my tips...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's just, you know, it may be appropriate not to do anything for a little while.
Yeah.
Not forever, but just for a little while.
All right, what else? What are some other tips?
Yeah, so you mentioned the emergency fund. So that's beefing up emergency fund, which, you know, not the most glamorous of advice, but just so important to have that reserve, you know, for times of uncertainty. So if someone is already in the position of having lost their job, if they own a home, maybe they could get an equity line of credit on their home. Perhaps that could be their emergency fund. Maybe there are opportunities to be really creative and find a side hustle, find some other way of temporarily making some extra income to try to beef up that emergency fund and beef up savings. I realize that's not easy, but, you know, as Americans, one of the things we know is that we're resilient, we're resourceful, and so this may be a time for someone to think, oh, you know, I've had this idea. Maybe now I could make it work and make some extra cash to get into my savings account.
Yeah, you know, and Publix and Amazon are hiring. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's not like there's not things you can do, right, if you want to do that.
There certainly
right?
are. That's right. That's right. You've got to look for those other opportunities. There are places like restaurants that are not hiring, but yes, you're absolutely right that the grocery stores and Amazon need help, because we're certainly going and spending a lot of money there.
All right. We're not going to get to all these tips in this segment. Can you hang on for another one?
Yes, happy to.
All right. We're chatting with Patty Black. She's a partner, certified financial planner with Bridgeworth Wealth Management. And we're trying to kind of help you hang on to what you have. And I know that all those things you mentioned were interesting challenges to us, but this time it's hitting small business too. That's a lot of employees. We'll talk some more about how you keep what you have and planning for an uncertain future. More coming up. We're chatting with Patty Black, who is a partner and certified financial planner with Bridgeworth Wealth Management. All right, so first one is, obviously the first one is, well, I can't pause and I can't think right now. I got too many things going on. Right now, your first tip was hit the pause button. So let's kind of review these again before we get to the rest of your tips. That's number one, right?
That's right, Fred. It's just press pause. Stress clouds our thinking, so give yourself some time to become a little more clear-headed before making any large financial decisions. And then the second tip was to beef up your emergency fund. Ideally, you're going to have six months worth of fixed expenses in a savings account. And so if you've already been laid off, then looking for creative ways to build up your savings, whether that's an equity line of credit on a home or whether that's doing some side hustling just to boost income until you can find a new job, just whatever steps you can take to try to get some more cash in your savings account. Those were the first two tips.
All right. What else do we need to be looking at here?
Yeah, so another tip, and I've got to acknowledge, maybe this doesn't sound really exciting, but it is so important, and that's to analyze your expenses. A lot of us are no longer commuting. We're not going to the gym, so we've got a little bit more time, and we could use that time to figure out where our money's going. So really getting a handle on, what are the fixed expenses in your life? Those are mortgage payments, utility bills, insurance premiums, things you have to pay regardless, versus variable expenses, so things like food, clothing. We need to eat and we need to wear clothes, but we've got some more discretion on what we spend there. So really, digging out your bank statements, your credit card statements, and getting a good understanding of where your money is going. And that may even help as you think about how much do you need in the emergency fund. If you can figure out, all right, well, what are my fixed expenses? What's that number? So this is a really important process. And then at the end of that process, to really take a step back and say, what does my spending say about my values? Is what's important in my life reflected in how I'm spending money? Some of your listeners may hear this and may be in a position where they've got some room in their budget, and maybe charitable giving is important to them. And if that's the case, I would encourage them. I know the Huntsville Community Foundation has an emergency relief fund for COVID-19. If they've got the resources and charitable giving is important, to donate to some funds like that. Certainly, as you mentioned, this COVID-19 crisis is having such an impact on small businesses. So for those of us who can give, let's do it. Let's help out, because we want these small businesses to be there after the crisis passes.
It's interesting here, because you brought up this idea of, what's important to you and your spending and all of that. I'm sitting here looking at this idea of we're at home, and I think we're going to see a dynamic shift after we come out of this. A lot of people are going to like the idea of not having to commute. And they're going to be pressing their company to go, well, why do I have to come into the office? Look how effective I was away from the office. I think in that case, we may have a glut in office space. Is that a possibility?
Well, you know, that's certainly a possibility. You know, I think back to 9/11 and how 9/11 changed how we fly, you know, how we go to the airport and how we travel. And I'm sure we're going to come out of this crisis with other changes. I can't begin to predict whether it's office space or whether it's how we receive medical care. I think there's going to be a lot of changes that come out of this.
Yeah, all the people seeing the doctor online and doctors and insurance companies get used to it. Hey, it worked. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
So you're going to have that going on.
Keep up.
Well, and then, you know, conversely, if office space is going to be a surplus, I think warehousing may end up being in short supply, because I think we're learning something about the supply chain. Just in time doesn't work when there's something like this.
Yeah.
You got to warehouse some stuff, right?
That's right. But I am encouraged by some of the creativity and the resourcefulness we're seeing in American businesses trying to step up and quickly pivot, you know, to make, whether it's ventilators or hand sanitizer or you know, whatever, to try to fill in that gap. But you're right. It has certainly exposed a hole in our supply chain.
Well, yeah, and I'm amazed as well. I mean, we're going to have a million plus heroes coming out of this, and none of them are going to be associated with the government. it's all going to be American spirit, right?
Yeah,
that's what
that's
I think
right.
It's going to end up being. All right, so run down those again. All right, so just in summary, run through those things we need to be thinking about to stay healthy during this crisis.
Yeah, so to preserve what you've got. Tip one is, you know, take some time and do nothing. Let the stress clouds your thinking. So press pause. Let some of that uncertainty go away before you make any large financial decision. Tip two is to beef up your emergency fund, ideally having 6 months worth of fixed expenses. And then three is to review your spending, understand what your fixed expenses are, what your variable expenses are, and then understand, you know, does this spending really line up with what's important to me? Am I spending and am I giving on what really matters to me?
Wow. That's a lot of stuff. but you got to pause to think about all that stuff. So number one's like super important, right?
Yes, it is. And my encouragement is, you know, don't be overwhelmed by doing all of the steps. Just, you know, take the first one. We don't have to get to all three today, but just take the first step.
If you own a small business, it's double, right? Because you got the household, and then you're thinking, yes, well, holy crap, how are we going to do this?
that is right. That is right. We definitely need to be supporting our small business owners.
Yeah, and that discretionary spending, you need to still kind of keep doing if you're, you know, if you eat
that's
out a few
right.
times a night, you know, add
that's
another one,
right.
Whatever you can do. Hey, Patty, we appreciate it very much. Patty Black, partner and certified financial planner with Bridgeworth Wealth Management. They have offices in Birmingham and here in Huntsville. Hey, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for sharing
that. Thank you.